Ryan. We have Dr. Ryan Banks in from Avera Medical Group in O'Neill, feeling a little like fall out there this morning.
Definitely. Got the hoodie on this morning. Yeah. It's a good day. I like this time of year.
You bet. I do too. Well, today we're going to be talking about cellulitis.
Yes, cellulitis. So cellulitis is a infection of the skin and of the soft tissue underlying that. And what happens is through a cut or break in the skin, bacteria is able to enter and leads to the infection, which has swelling, redness, pain, warmth, so forth.
All right. So what are the risk factors with cellulitis?
So generally, there's going to be some kind of a trauma to the skin, whether that be from a scratch, cut. It can be very, very small, even to the point where you may not see that issue. And sometimes it can be even just from other defects in the skin, like calluses and so forth. There's other conditions that make you more prone to this, things like diabetes, issues with circulation, also people with liver disease. And then if you have some skin conditions where the skin's already irritated and disrupted, things like eczema and psoriasis are definitely going to increase your risk for this.
All right. Maybe go a little deeper, too, into some of the causes, again, of what actually causes it.
So it can be, as we said, through an injury. It can also be you're at risk when you've had surgery, where you have a opening in the skin. And then, as we mentioned, some of those other skin conditions that cause kind of chronic irritation and inflammation of the skin that make it a little, break down some of those normal defenses. And then if you have a foreign object in the skin, if you step on a thorn or get a thorn in the finger or other things like that, that can lead to an entry for this bacteria. And then sometimes too, if you have it can even contribute to getting infection all the way down into the bone, which can be a pretty serious thing at that time.
All right. Symptoms that we might be looking for?
Yeah. So generally, your body's going to let you know that there's a problem there. And so you're going to have some inflammation that's accompanying this. And so that's going to be manifested by redness and warmth and swelling. There's going to be usually pain with this as well. Sometimes you can have... even have a fever with it, and oftentimes there may be these symptoms kind of are progressive, meaning that say if it's on your finger, it starts to travel up the finger and into the hand, and that's usually a concerning sign when that starts to happen.
Right. So when should we seek care or call our healthcare provider?
Yeah. So if you have systemic symptoms, meaning fevers or chills, or you're having other symptoms that you think are related to this, if the area is progressive, if it's enlarging or it's getting hard, or you're getting a lot more pain with it, or if you have some of these other conditions, things like diabetes or circulation problems that are going to increase your risk of complications, those are all things that would be worth seeking out care for.
Is this something when they come in to see you that it's pretty easy to determine what it is, or do you have to do any exams or tests?
Yeah. Typically, it's a lot of times it's fairly straightforward. Sometimes it can be, depending on where it's at and what else is going on, it can be confused with a few other things. So a lot of the tests that are done are to help rule out other complications. And so sometimes there'll be some blood work that's done. If there's concern about kind of a deeper infection, they may do an X-ray with this as well. And then sometimes if there's a drainage from this, may obtain a culture to see specifically what type of bacteria is causing the infection, so we make sure that we are getting the appropriate type of treatment.
All right. And speaking of treatment, what options are available for treating cellulitis?
So, as we said, generally there's swelling and pain and things like that. And so if you're able to kind of alleviate some of the trauma to that area, especially things like the feet, if you're able to lessen how much that area is being aggravated, that can be sometimes through elevating, and then other things like for pain control, you can do Tylenol, ibuprofen, and typically it will be treated with antibiotics. If it's not real severe, a lot of these can be treated with oral antibiotics, but there are times that it's bad enough that people end up having to be on IV antibiotics, or even maybe sometimes the oral antibiotics aren't effective enough. And so it can sometimes lead to even hospitalization and IV antibiotics.
And maybe surgery too, possibly?
Yeah, if it's real significant, or if your body forms what's called an abscess, where it tries to wall off that infection, sometimes it has to be numbed up and opened up to alleviate that infection.
Sometimes this is hard to prevent, but is there any prevention things we can do?
So good good hygiene practices, just in general, especially if you have conditions like diabetes, doing a good job of checking for, we talk a lot of times about checking your feet for sores or controlling calluses or things like that that can make you more prone for breakdown in the skin. And if you do have some of these other skin conditions, kind of trying to keep on top of that so you limit how much irritation there is with the skin. And then if there are certain injuries, appropriate wound care with that too, cleansing the wound appropriately, and certain things such as like animal bites and burns that may be a little bit more significant injury to the skin. Oftentimes it may be utilizing some antibiotics along with that. And if there's ever concern or question with it, it's something that I encourage you to talk to your healthcare provider about.
You bet. Yeah. And if, like you said, if it gets worse, obviously make a call.
Exactly. So yeah, it's better to act sooner than later on these things. And it can be a pretty serious thing if it's left untreated.
All right, Doc, appreciate you coming in. Have a great week.
I wanted to mention too, as of today, I believe the clinic is starting with flu shots. So as we're talking about fall, it's a good time to be thinking about that. So, yes, flu shots are available at the Vera Clinic now.
All right. And they need to call, or can they just
walk in? So they can come in. I know that things are a little different this year with some of the restrictions, but as far as I know right now, I think you can come in. If there's any question about it, you can call ahead. But
to have your face mask on.
Yes, exactly. Show up with the face mask.
All right, Doc. Have a great week.
All right, thanks.
You bet. Dr. Ryan Banks from Avera Medical Group here in O'Neill.